fruity apple and fruity granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity OJ all the way. Fruity. A quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Top stories at 12 hours. Zambia records decline in HIV prevalence. Zambia tops Africa in suspected digital fraud at account creation stage. And India's U.S. exports jump despite 50% tariffs as trade tensions ease.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us for the main news at 12 hours. Here's the news in detail. The 2024 Zambia Demographic and Health Survey has revealed a decline in HIV prevalence in the country, dropping from 11.1% in 2018 to 8.7% in 2024. Presenting the findings during the commemoration of the 2025 African Statistics Day, Zambia Statistics Agency Acting Statistician General Sheila Mudenda said the figures represent HIV prevalence among women and men aged 15 to 49, with Lusaka at 12.1% and the Copperbelt at 11.6% among other provinces. Ms. Mudenda further stated that pediatric HIV prevalence among children aged 2 to 14 stands at 1.2% nationally. She also disclosed that the report shows a reduction in the stunting rate among children under the age of 5, declining from 35% to 32%.
We look at nutrition, some nutrition trends in nutrition status of children, with the stunting in the green, the underweight in purple, and down there the wasted. So the stunted percent of children under 5 who are malnourished is 35, moving from 35% in the last year to 32. You will note the downward movement from as far back as 2001, 2002. We have had a downward movement there. And the underweight stays at 12% of children.
Meanwhile, Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Sumbeko Msokotwane said the dissemination of such reports demonstrates government's commitment to placing statistics at the core of planning and development.
In the modern days, there's technology that you can leverage on, so that data can be collected as cheaply as possible and, in fact, more accurately. And this is what Zamstat managed to do the other year when we did the census. I think for the first time we had a very elaborative IT-driven method of collecting data, and the end result is that we had our data, but the cost of that data was very very acceptable.
Zambia has recorded the highest rate of suspected digital fraud in the consumer life cycle at the account creation stage, according to the latest TransUnion 2025 second half top fraud trends report. In a statement, TransUnion Africa Senior Director of Fraud Product Management, Amitha Reddy, said in the first half of 2025, 11.5% of consumer account creation attempts in Zambia were suspected to be fraudulent. She has noted that this aligns with global patterns, where account creation also ranks as the highest risk stage in the consumer life cycle, with 8.3% of such transactions worldwide suspected of digital fraud during the same period. Ms. Reddy has explained that the report is based on proprietary data from TransUnion's Global Intelligence Network, covering billions of transactions across more than 40,000 websites and apps, as well as insights from a consumer survey conducted in 18 countries. She has added that digital fraud is increasing in Zambia, with AI-driven schemes and synthetic identities emerging as significant threats. Government has urged investigative wings to be proactive in holding public officials accountable before they leave office, rather than waiting until their departure. Speaking during the opening of a public service training program for chief executive officers under the Office of the President, Deputy Secretary to the Cabinet Administration, Dr. Oliver Kalavo, said early intervention by oversight institutions would help curb the tendency to pursue officials only after they have exited public service. He has encouraged stakeholders across the public sector to raise concerns immediately when they detect wrongdoing, stressing that timely action promotes integrity and ensures that all public servants operate within the law.
Human rights should start raising a flag once they sense that this process, this thing may lead to something. Not wait, then come and inspect and issue a report. Government to hear human rights were flouted. The question, where were you? You're part of Zambia. That's why you belong to the country. Proactive. ACC them. If they notice in the way we do our way, in our guidelines, in our operational manuals, they inspect and they say, if this is the process, according to international standards, this will lead to officers being compromised. We should raise that flag much earlier than wait to come and follow up officers. You did this, therefore you have to answer to the law. And it's a costly process because people have to investigate, you have to report to the law.
Meanwhile, National Institute of Public Administration, NIPA Executive Director, Professor Jacob Malungo, said the three-day workshop will focus on addressing the administrative and operational challenges faced by chief executive officers under the Office of the President.
These 3 days, SE, are investing in us, and by extension, in the institution that we lead. So we'll ask questions, we'll share experiences in our own limits, and we'll learn from each other. But for now, SE, it is just to thank you for coming, and CEOs can thank you for coming also to have this experience and learn the other part of NIPA. And yes, you can see the support you are getting through you, the directors and everyone, to come and support you in this very important element.
Government says that the country's current power crisis has opened new opportunities for increased private sector participation in the energy industry. Speaking during Tuesday's edition of the Hot Seat program, Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mlenga said investor confidence in the country continues to rise, with several international companies expressing interest in setting up power generation and manufacturing plants. Mr. Mlenga said this follows recent high-level visits, including those by Dangote Group President Aliko Dangote and Israel's President Isaac Herzog, among others, which have further strengthened investor interest. He has emphasized that government is committed to diversifying energy sources and reducing reliance on hydroelectric power as part of long-term economic stabilization efforts.
There is so much strong investor confidence coming into the country. That's why you saw even Aliko Dangote coming. That's why you saw even Tony Olmero coming. That's why you saw even the president of Israel coming. And they don't just come alone, they come with a delegation of investors. But the opportunity lies also in a crisis. While there is a power challenge, what should we do as a country? These that are coming, they want to set up manufacturing plants. Set up your own power generation system. The fertilizer plant now, for the first time in many years, we have not only recapitalized nitrogen chemicals of Zambia, which is now creating more 250 new jobs in Kafue, we have also set up a fertilizer plant in Zambia. That fertilizer plant you have set up, the president was very clear. Do not start demanding power from ZESCO. Set up your own power plant.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
In business news, Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZCSA,